T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Last year when Josh went in, I feel like, you know, that was a different situation. He was either gonna, you know, sink or swim, and I ended up back in the lineup, and this is a different situation. I mean, you draft a guy, you know, fifth overall and put him in. This isn't a temporary, I mean, this is a forever decision, and this is a long-term decision. So, you know, I think those two situations are very different. And I'm always ready to go. And, you know, I could probably come out of the stands and play in 5 years if I needed to, but without picking up football, you know. But that's just, again, accepting the role that I've now been given and trying to do the best I can in that role. Like, I don't go in there and demand or ask for anything. And in terms of the other stuff, the long-term future, I have, you know, no idea. I know that I just love playing this game. You know, I love being out there and the camaraderie that brings, and dealing with the adversity with your teammates. And those are the kind of things that I truly love about this game. So I definitely like playing more than I like sitting and watching.
Who doesn't?
I think by the
Turn
end
to come
this,
around.
I think you've come around to my
no,
side.
Matt.
I think
Get
you've come around
here.
To my side. Leroy started the show very mad at me, but I think the more
I'm
he's heard from this,
I'm still mad at you.
I think the more
you
you've
got
heard,
no soul.
You, I'm sorry. The
like
more
the
you,
guy, the guy, like he got emotional about something that hit him all of a sudden, and you're like, "Man up, Ladybug." I'm like, come on.
It was just a bit much. It was a bit much.
Okay, I'm sorry. Everybody can't handle, you know, situations like, you know, Tobin. Whatevs. That's your thing. Whatevs.
It was just a bit much. Pouring his soul out there. Beasley's Adam Beasley got him all sad.
You would think that I could give you insight onto what he was going through. And you shooed it off like I was a fly.
I did not shoo it off. I respect your insight.
How about this? No longer Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's now Crying Fitzpatrick. Oh, my goodness.
That's a point. That's a point.
Oh.
Point for Texter.
Sure like playing a lot more than sitting.
Ooh, I tell you who I wouldn't mind. For the Heat?
Who?
Jeremy Grant.
Yeah, but he's going to be... We talked about him, but he's going to be super expensive.
Yeah, he made some money. He made some money in the bubble.
Yeah, he's not...
Out of our range?
He's out of our range.
Ooh. Right. Like, we're not getting... We getting a Ford Expedition. We not getting a...
I mean, it's not out of, it's really not out of the Heat's range. It's out of the Heat's range if they want to keep flexibility.
No, it's out... Here. It's not out of their range. It's out of their plans.
Exactly.
Right.
Well put. Let's hit the headlines, Robbie.
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Got it! Tying the franchise high! 10 trays!
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar. A radio.com sports station.
Anybody get any good picks of that press conference yesterday? Maybe Fitzpatrick can replace the crying Jordan meme.
No. He's got too much hair on his face. You can't
With
tell.
Sunglasses?
Yeah.
I honestly think his beard is what's making people so sad.
Why? Because he's supposed to be manly in that beard?
You can't cry
it's
when
still
the beard...
real to me, damn it!
No, I think the beard is what makes him so lovable.
Look, man. It's okay that he feels the way he feels and that he carried on the way he carried on. Yeah. Right? He's got time. There's no game this week. He'll get back to it, and Tua shouldn't feel bad, right?
Yeah, because but it does.
That's kind of the business dumb, that that's kind of business that you're in.
He said he saw his father crying. Let me ask you something. You ever see your father cry?
No.
Very
get
uncomfortable.
Out of here.
I've seen my dad cry like once. It's very uncomfortable.
My dad would go into the other room.
Yeah, like
he still wouldn't cry.
If him and Fitzpatrick, as Tua says, is a father son relationship, which I'm sure Fitzpatrick loves to hear.
Right, that didn't help the situation.
Oh, that didn't help the situation.
Right.
Can you play that clip again, Robbie? And he's like, "Oh, I mean, I enjoyed it, but I hurt to see Fitz hurt, you know, because he's like my dad." Like, oh. Yeah. Oh, young fella.
This is when everybody's just trying to scramble to make the situation better.
I was very excited. That's news that I think anyone would love to hear. Being named the starter at any position. But at the same time, I also felt for Fitz as well. And me and Fitz had a conversation, you know, just about all of this. But, you know, like I've continued to say, I mean, although it kind of hurts me in a way to see Fitz hurt, you know, I'm just very, very, you know, lucky to have someone like Fitz in my corner, regardless of the situation we're in right now. He's just, you know, I hate to say it like this, but it is like this. It's like a father and son.
I love you, Dad.
Oh, and he starts laughing in his face.
Starts laughing at him. He's laughing at him, Leroy. I hate to say this, but he's kind of like my dad, old timer.
You guys.
What did you just say?
Worse. You're the worst.
What?
You know why. Stop.
Calm down, Dad. Fitzpatrick should know that feeling of what it's like to be named a starting quarterback. Nobody's been named a starting quarterback more than Ryan Fitzpatrick in the history of football.
So, yeah, but he's been the same guy. The tie over guy till we get our guy.
Yeah, and that's what he is.
Right.
What did you think? You thought all of a sudden you were going to be a star?
But in most cases, when he got replaced, it was because he was struggling.
Leroy. Dude, he's like the ShamWow guy. Like, you're an infomercial actor. Okay, what'd you think? You were going to be Tom Cruise? That ain't you, baby.
Did you? You are the worst. You just called... He's like the ShamWow guy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's the ShamWow guy. He's like...
He's not going to have any leading roles on the big screen.
He gives me advice on like what kind of knife to buy at 3 a.m. That's the kind of actor he is. Ooh, I thought this was my team. All right.
Sure. You're cold. You're just a cold man.
Couldn't let the young buck have his moment in the sun.
He will.
The moment's already ruined. The party's already been crashed. Everyone's going home.
You know, God. Fitzpatrick sending Gesicki over to Omar Kelly, be like, hey.
Somebody said, just what Fitz needs, another kid.
That's a point.
Point for Texter.
What are the headlines we got, Robbie?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick probably throwing down some Modelo Especial right now as we speak because, you know, it is the perfect beer for the home tailgates brewed with the fighting spirit. Gentlemen, we got a couple football games tonight, one in the NFL. Eagles and Giants tonight, Thursday night football. In or out, guys? I assume it's an out.
I got to be honest with you. I'm out. NFC East, you got to – maybe if you told me like Jalen Hurts was gonna get some run, maybe I'd watch. But like,
remember when we used to make fun of the Saints division when they had, you know, Atlanta and Seattle, and they would slug it out to a 7-9 record winning the
Seattle
winning the division.
Seattle won the division 7-9.
Right. Like that, folks, 6-10 is gonna win the division by 2 games.
Eagles are 4.5-point favorites. I feel like
it's wait. You know it's bad when your whole division is gonna have a top 10 pick.
Yep.
All of them.
All of them.
And, you know, the other football game tonight, Arkansas State at Appalachian State. Appalachian State's a 13-point favorite. That's the game is on ESPN.
You got action on that, Robbie?
Oh, of course. I like Arkansas State here. I think Appalachian State's not good enough to be giving 13.5 points.
Is that the Red Wolves?
Yeah, it's the Red Wolves. We're old friends, the Lawsuit Brothers.
I hate those guys. I hate them. They're stupid fake trust fall punts.
Ooh, he said better than the slap chop guy?
Oh, the slap chop guy. Wow.
I got to tell you, it's amazing when you watch these infomercials how dude makes a gourmet-style pot roast in the oven the size of a big Tupperware bowl.
That's amazing.
And I'm like, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, there ain't no way in hell that gets cooked like that. Or you know who else? You know who's been flooding my airwaves now? The seal guy.
Oh, I love that guy.
Flex Seal.
The guy
with the boat.
He goes out in the boat.
Put a screen door on the boat.
They made an entire boat of Flex Seal.
No, they sealed a door underneath the boat
They've run that gimmick a couple times. Like one time, he makes a boat out of Flex Seal. You know, he's very big on making sure you guys could see that he could be on water with the Flex Seal.
Wow. Cleroy, hypocritical, as quick to call out UD on his age, but not once mentions it with Fitzy. Well, here's the difference, dude. Fitzy was a starting quarterback.
Minus one.
But he was playing.
Minus one.
Why?
Minus one.
Minus one.
Wow.
Man. Unnecessary text.
Seriously? Fitzy making a PB&J sandwich? How much thicker can he lay it?
Agreed.
Wow.
Well, he went double layered peanut butter, chunky too.
Oh my goodness.
Right. Texter writes in, I didn't know Bubba Watson was the Dolphins quarterback.
Oh my goodness. Bubba.
Point four. Texter.
They had a like usually what they show now on Wednesdays, they have like these little skins games with four players from that's playing that week. And last week, Bubba was in it. And, you know, they're wearing shorts, like plaques. It's just laid back round the golf. They're talking trash to each other. And I'm thinking, of these four guys, the last guy I want to hear bumping his gums is Bubba Watson. Right?
I don't feel like I've heard Bubba have a good cry in a while.
Oh, minus one for that text, because he's trying to equate apples to oranges. Right? Somebody says, ShamWow and Slapchap guy, same guy.
Are they the same guy? The slap chop guy's the same guy?
I mean, like, yeah.
Hmm. All right. Any other headlines, Robbie?
Yeah, Leroy. So Tiger Woods, he's brought up the golf. Tiger Woods is talking about playing in that Houston Open, which is the weekend before the Masters. It would be the first time in his career that he plays in the tournament the weekend before the Masters.
Different circumstances, yeah. Though, because he's taken so much time off because of his back. That the only way he's going to get up to speed is to play in the actual tournament. So I could see it. Now, my only question is if he's having problems with his back, what is back-to-back weeks going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
Well, he's not playing in the match. He doesn't have to worry about that.
Huh?
He's not going to be playing in the match. That's just going to be Phil, Peyton, Barkley, and Steph Curry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're not watching this for the golf. You're watching this from the back and forth. Because I can't imagine, I mean, if Barkley gets going after Peyton, what's Peyton's comeback? Right?
Oh, apparently somebody said that that the gimmick is that Phil is playing with Barkley and that Peyton is playing with Steph. The idea that they're gonna put such an anchor on Phil Mickelson with Charles Barkley
see
if the other guys can beat them.
Right.
So that's how they're setting it up.
You think at some point, what's the over-under at some point that Phil sees Barkley swing at a ball and he does the tiger nose pinch, like when he hit the ball off Earth?
Oh, man.
And when they were doing the Ryder Cup.
Terrible.
Oh, one more headline to squeeze in.
He was hitting the ball so bad one time, he tried to hit the ball one hand.
Yep. Tom Brady was so proud of himself, though, when he hit that one shot to stick it to Charles Barkley.
Yep.
Robbie, go ahead. One more.
So, Phil Collins.
All right. Phil Collins.
He says his ex-wife used armed guards to stage an occupation and takeover of his $33 million Miami mansion.
Damn.
Apparently, she didn't care anymore.
Minus one.
Now,
did he feel it in the air tonight?
No. Here. Let's be clear.
Point for Toby!
If you are familiar with Robbie's work, he came up with the line first and then the story, right?
I love it.
That's the only reason why the story came out.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I love it. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Oh, let me get this out before we go to break. 7i Ticket is giving you a chance to win a Nest Audio from Google. Text the word CRATE, C-R-A-T-E, CRATE, to 20357. Text CRATE to 20357. Get the latest sports news from the ticket with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play 7i to the ticket. Your chance to win is now. Text CRATE, C-R-A-T-E, CRATE, to 20357, CRATE to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey.
Yep.
You want to hear when something goes wrong?
Yes.
You know how we were all making songs up? Somebody texts in, she seems to have that physical touch. Hit him with it, Robbie.
Minus one.
There we go.
I mean, she was against all odds.
That's a point.
Point for Robbie!
I sent the minus one to him because it's invisible touch.
Did you guys like the comic book movies, right? Did you guys see that that they're gonna do this this special cut of the Justice League, that Jared Leto is gonna be back doing the Joker? Isn't he known as doing like the worst Joker?
Yeah, a little too joyful.
So they didn't keep Joaquin Phoenix around?
I guess they
can't.
Not.
Hey, you can't pay, like, he's a A-lister. Right? You can't just get him for a whole bunch of movies and pay Batman and Wonder Woman and
Superman. You got overpriced Aquaman.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You know, and he's not doing anything with Justice League, you know, if he could even show up sober. Not Momoa. I'm talking about the actual character of Aquaman, a bum superhero. You know? Aquaman's the type of guy that would hold himself a pity party at the Justice League if they bounced him for a better superhero. I thought this was my Justice League. You guys are going here with, and you're going with the Flash. Yeah, all right, bro. Well, listen, not to tell you, we don't have many water crimes that we got to deal with. It's just much more useful to have the Flash around, get around on land faster. Right. You know, how many porpoise problems can we have? Waste of time. I mean, honestly, you know, ends up in the desert where we're listening to Pitbull.
Right. Just random. First of all, the name of the movie is Aquaman.
Makes no sense.
Why the hell did he get thrown into the desert?
Another text writes in, don't be an a-hole to Fitzpatrick, you heartless bastard, Tobin. I don't feel like I'm being a heartless bastard. I feel like it was a bit much.
You are.
That's all.
You are.
Isn't there a line? Can't there be a line between get what he's saying, but also here. I'm uncomfortable with how much he's pouring it on.
Here's what separates all of this, right? They're getting ready to go on vacation.
Yep.
So if he's like this when they get back, I'm all out. I'm rats off a ship.
We're never going to hear from him again, though. They're not going to talk to him again. Talk to the backup quarterback.
You like he's just a guy now.
Just a guy now, you know.
You're heartless, man.
Same Z's.
Why are you so heartless?
Yeah, you seen any Jordan Howard press conferences lately?
Right.
And act as McGee.
Yeah, not bloody likely. Right. Sorry. Somebody asked, does Tua still have to bring the scones to the QB meeting? Nope.
Yeah, he does. Still a rookie, dude. That ain't
changed. Well, tread lightly.
And scones. Who eats scones? I hate scones.
Oh, Larry David.
Yeah. You don't want them to be too moist, though.
Hard. Like, you don't want a hard breakfast snack.
I prefer muffins to scones.
Right.
Scone. But if a scone is too soft, it's not a scone. It's therefore a muffin.
Yeah, it's a muffin, almost a muffin top, which was also a Seinfeld episode.
Ooh, those are delicious.
Just a straight up muffin top?
You can get those at, what's the name of that place? Where they just sell the tops. Oh, I forgot the name of the place.
So I'm sure somebody will text it in.
It's a big chain. Man, you're so mean to Fitz.
I'm not mean. I'm just.
Yes, you are. You're heartless. Like, he can't have feelings. Like, sorry, the emotion got to him.
What about right? Tua? What about
but
Tua's
he's got
feelings?
A week off. He's got a week off. He had a conversation. Look, man, here's what happens. Let me tell you what happens. Okay? The first thing he do is go to the guy and say, look, I support you. This has nothing to do with you, right? Don't take anything I say the wrong way because I'm just a little hurt right now, right? Mm-hmm. Understand. But we good, right? When they drafted Tommy Vardell, right, I didn't have not one word to say about Tommy. Not one word. It wasn't him.
Yeah, because you want to know why?
Why?
Because you're a pro's pro. You wouldn't steal that moment from Tommy.
Oh, no, I was pissed.
Yeah, but did you say it to the press?
Yes.
Really?
I didn't take it out on Tommy. I made it very clear. This has nothing to do with Tommy. This has to do with me and my situation, right? And guess what? That year I went to the Pro Bowl. So, in the end, I was accurate, right? Fitz has a little different situation in that...
He's washed.
No, is that he knew what the deal was when he got... So, the circumstances of it shouldn't matter. But I can understand if he's emotional about it. Ooh, you know who has famous muffin top?
Who?
Deion Waiters.
That's a point.
Point for Texter.
What's that place where you go get food and you go in and they talk about how fresh their food is?
Fresh
name
Market?
Name some of those little, huh?
Fresh Market?
No, a restaurant.
Oh, First Watch?
No, you go in and get the salads and the soups. And
Bolet?
No.
Panera?
Panera. That's where you can get muffin tops.
Mm. Text writes, I'm with Tobin. Fitz should have let Tua enjoy the moment. He stole that from him. Agreed.
Man, sometimes emotions don't tend to let you be that aware. It's easy to be that aware from the outside looking in. But what if he talked to Tua first before?
It sounds like he did. Just Tua, right. Tua's like, geez, take it easy, man.
No, oh my God. You are so...
What? Tua was like, I hurt for Fitz.
You have no soul.
I have a soul.
Yo, here's your thing. To everything that people in life are experiencing. You ready? Nah, them's the breaks. Deal with it. That's what you say about everything.
Yeah, but them's the breaks, though.
Even though you accept the breaks, don't mean you have to like them.
Yeah, but when your way of taking in the breaks, it needs to be through the capsule of, is he a good teammate or not a good teammate? And he came off like a bad teammate.
He's a good teammate. Wait, did you ask the other players? They all say he's an excellent teammate.
Right? Yeah, I'm sure he is. He's a great teammate now that he's not Pouts McGee.
Ooh.
We'll see how great. We'll see how great.
I'm gonna tell you like this. If you were on a team where a whole bunch of players were so willing to accept, you know, losing their job, then you're not on a good team. You should be upset because that means that you're willing to do whatever it takes, right? To either get your job back or stay prepared. So, no. Look, it'll be fine. Look, I'm willing to bet without knowing this 100%. But if this was game week, this wouldn't have gone on like this.
Texter writes, and Tobin will cry for Gogi, but not for Fitz.
Yeah. It's
different. Goran, he
never tried to trade Fritz. He tried to trade Gogi.
Goran's life's work was taken away at the highest level.
When he had that one, when that year he was a little banged up, right? What did you think of him?
We all banged.
No, that's not what you thought.
But Riley called him out too.
No, I said you. Riley runs the team.
So what?
He called Deion fat.
Yeah, you're right. Because Riley calls it like he sees it. Them's the breaks. Right. You acting like a fat cat? We're going to call you a fat cat. The difference is, how do you handle it? How did Gogi handle it?
Don't we?
Gogi handled it like a man.
He said he was pissed too.
Yes, but you want to know when he said it? He said it way after the fact. He didn't come out and say, Kendrick. He said, Kendrick, not. Did Goran come out and say, oh, I had to practice this to the guy they replaced me with, Kendrick Nunn? You ever even heard of this guy?
Hey, everybody reacts to news differently.
Did I hear Myers?
It doesn't make him any less of a pro.
Did I see Myers Leonard with a giant party hat having a pity party that he lost his starting gig?
No. He was limping.
Disappointed, dude, but you know what he did? Dude. Loudest guy on the bench cheering.
When he came back and everybody said he was good to go, the first time he played, he was still running around with a limp.
You know
that's why he didn't complain.
You know what he is? He's Fitzpatrick culture. He's not heat culture. That's what I learned. Because you want to really? Know heat culture is enjoy each other's success. And you know what he did?
You don't think he's going to be happy for Tua?
He whizzed all over it.
But
he
ruined
his day.
Do you think he will be happy for Tua?
No,
happy.
No, I don't think he's genuinely happy. No, I think he's insincerely happy.
Because he's pissed off he lost his job.
Yes.
The two have nothing to do with one another.
Incorrect. The happiness has everything to do with the other.
You can be upset. The only reason why you're saying that is because they played the same position. But you can be upset about your circumstances and be happy and wish the best for the guy next to you.
The guy who called you his dad?
Yeah.
And laughed at him.
Because he knew it sounded ridiculous.
I honestly, dude, you know what I smell? All right? I don't normally jump to conclusions like this.
Yes, what? I'm going to...
I smell Rift. They should
Rift?
Yeah, Rift. They should really... They got to get rid of Fitzpatrick.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Cowboys. Pony up that second round pick.
Yeah. I got to tell you. I smell Rift.
All right. Okay.
Robbie, when we come back, I need action for tonight.
Oh.
Give me some props for the debate. That's next.
In the night, I hear him talk. The coldest story ever told.
Oh, good Kanye.
Far along this road.
A song is a tribute to Tobin.
Yep.
will Kanye be at the debates tonight?
Not a prop bet.
not a true debate then.
He's a candidate. So
tonight we got Thursday Night Football. It's an NFC East game, so I think I'm out on it.
I can't even get in my jacuzzi.
Really?
It's been pouring.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Buck calling the game again.
He's calling the game again?
Yeah. I don't even know what.
More Joe Buck?
Yep.
I thought he was doing the World Series.
Yeah, he's flying from Texas to Philadelphia, then he's going to fly back afterwards.
Oh,
no baseball game today?
No, there's no baseball game today.
Bro, give Dick Stockton a little bit of a run. Come on. What are we doing here, Joe Buck? You Mike Hog.
Graphic too.
So if it's him, is it Troy Aikman?
Yeah, Aikman will be there.
You think they're going to be like extra patriotic this week because of they're going to get caught in the hot mic hate and the flyovers?
You know, it's unfortunate that
be great
the examples that we use.
It'd be great if
for
if,
quarterbacks,
yeah,
that played early in their career is Troy Aikman. He's like the poster boy for it.
Yep.
But when you look at that team, teams aren't built like that anymore. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't it be great if Troy Aikman and Joe Buck show up today looking like Apollo Creed in Rocky IV for the ring intro? Robbie, you got any props for tonight?
Because
tonight is the debate.
Yes.
And I wasn't going to watch, but then you informed me there's a mute button. So if they're turning this into a round the horn, I think I'm in.
Yeah, just that bet in particular, whose mic will get muted first? Donald Trump is the favorite at -320. Joe Biden +230.
I could see Joe Biden with the early interruption, though. I could feel like he comes out swinging, wants to be aggressive.
For the value of the bet, like you have to lay 3-1 on Donald Trump, it might be worth it for a take a shot at with Joe Biden.
I think that the way you handle this situation is you don't stoop to his level. You keep it professional.
Have you seen have you watched any of SNL? Have you seen Jim Carrey as Joe Biden?
No.
He's really funny.
Really?
He's really funny.
The only person that's ever gotten thin-skinned about it is Trump, right?
I don't know. The one that was always my favorite was Will Ferrell as George Bush. That was like,
yes.
Oh, that's a classic. Or Larry David as Bernie Sanders.
Although Daryl Hammond as Clinton was pretty good too.
Right.
Larry David did a good Bernie Sanders.
He did.
But none of those guys like wanted to kick SNL off TV.
No.
Right.
No. What are some other props?
All right. What type of pattern will Donald Trump's tie be? In fact, the solid pattern is a huge favorite, -250. You can go striped at +225. And then there's a bunch of silly sauce options like dotted, +1400. Checkered or plaid, +2200.
So checkered has to be two stripes. It has to go so they have to cross each other.
I think
checkered!
You know what the hell checkered looks like?
Well, sometimes these bets they're a little bit wacky with Robbie's website, so I just want to make sure.
Well, no. Remember the controversy with the national anthem?
Oh yeah, with Gladys Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, there is some description on the bet. All wagers have actions. If multiple patterns, predominant pattern will be used for grading purposes.
I remember Donald Trump used to have a tie line at Perdine's back in the day.
You could bet on what should be a big
Trump favorite back in the day was pink. He doesn't wear pink anymore. Back in the Apprentice days, Trump would wear pink.
Now we all have to pick a side.
I'm surprised right? he should get the pink pimp suit from Ja'Cory.
Oh my god.
Oh man, I've never rooted for a guy to be better.
Jeez.
What type of pattern will Joe Biden's tie be? Striped is actually a favorite at +165, although solid
I can see him being striped.
Solid is close behind it at +200.
Mm.
All
right. What color will Trump's tie be? Red is a huge favorite, -235. Biden +150 for a blue or navy blue tie is a favorite.
Any weird props?
Oh yeah,
that really sticks out.
What will Biden say first? You have four options. The favorite is Scranton +110. You got Come On Man, +175. Malarkey, +400. And if you want a long shot, Inshallah, +2,500.
I can see him saying Come On Man again, almost like a wrestler. Like people want to hear him say that. Like he got a lot of praise for that last time.
Somebody said Tina Fey was great as Sarah Palin.
Oh, she was. Yeah. She was.
Almost kind of look like her, too.
Almost as good as Lisa Ann was.
Oh, boy.
Point for Toby!
Still remember her...
somebody said, why can't Leroy use his hot tub?
drain some water out. Cause it's raining like crazy.
It really, like, I thought today we were gonna get a little break from the monsoon. My kids are pissed at me too, because they want to go pumpkin pick. I'm not picking pumpkins in the rain, man.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They just don't care. Bring an umbrella.
We can go. Let's do it. Like, all right, great. I want to tell them, like, you guys have ever held a giant wet pumpkin before?
No, daddy holds it. That's it. That's
not a me problem.
Like, when I, I'll go to Restaurant Depot and get water. So I get like 15 cases of water, right? Nobody comes to help me. My back is all jacked up. I got an ice just from going to the damn store. But if I go pick up food, soon as the garage door opens, there's three heads sticking out of the car coming to help. I'm like, oh, the worst.
I still remember, Toby, wasn't it Romberg that Lisa Ann was giving a motivation speech to?
Oh, man, yeah, we had Lisa Ann on. I emailed her one time to come on because she's a fantasy expert. Fantasy football expert, I should say. Not that kind of fantasy. All right, Tubin, calm down. Yeah, she came on, and she was actually really good. She was a fun guest. You know what was interesting about Lisa Ann, though? Did a lot of research as a guest. Like, she was, like, looking at Amber's, like, Instagram page. You know, she came in like... I don't know, like, just super chummy. It was one of those. I was very impressed with Lisa Ann as a football guest. But yeah, she, like, when they were trying to get Brett to play fantasy football, she was saying it, because that's Romberg's favorite. When she was hitting him with the Brett, oh, he was tickled.
Brucey.
I'm Brucey. Ooh, what if Trump congratulates Tua during the debates, like trying to get the Miami vote?
Really,
that would be funny. He does like to go. He does love to dabble in sports. That seems to be where he goes for easy.
Well, because he said he's the reason why. He's the reason why Big Ten football started up again.
What if he makes fun of Fitzpatrick, so calls him a baby?
I don't know. That could go either way, because there's a lot of people who do feel like Fitzpatrick. They were feeling really bad for Fitzpatrick. So, feels like that's too divided.
That's true. That's a fair point. Fair point.
Too divided of an issue. Any other funny bets for tonight?
A couple Trump bets. First, what will Trump say first? You got two choices: Sleepy Joe -320 or Phony Kamala +230.
Definitely Sleepy Joe. Because, I don't think either.
I've never, like, come on, man. Why are they doing this like children? Sleepy Joe. Like, really?
He's good at his.
Last time I used something like that, I was 5.
You know, the other Trump bet, what will Trump say first? You got fake news -160 or China virus +120?
Ooh.
That was a little more close.
Huh.
He won't say COVID. He'll say China virus.
He'll say China virus.
Or does he say it? Will he say that before he says fake news?
No. Fake news. Soon as Biden talks, that's fake news. Like, that's like.
But he can't interrupt.
Here's what I would like. This is the honest truth, right? I don't want to hear I have a plan that's going to make this the greatest country ever. I want to hear your damn plan.
Nah, I don't want to hear the plan. I just want to hear promises.
He's been doing, how long has he been saying, I'm going to have the greatest economy ever? I'm like, how?
What will be said?
$3.1 trillion deficit.
What will be said first by Trump or Biden? You got Affordable Care Act -120 or pre-existing -110. Close battle.
Wow.
Affordable Care Act, because you can't, you got to start Affordable Care Act to get to pre-existing conditions.
Any moderator props?
Ooh, I haven't seen any of the moderator props just yet. Interesting. Right. What event will have a higher Nielsen rating? The first debate back in September -300 or today's debate +220?
Today's debate.
Really?
Today's debate.
I feel like people already voted. They're not going to watch the debate.
Nah, getting closer to it. I feel like the more we ramp up closer to the election, the more people want it. Like, I feel like people are going to get their last licks in. Like, you know, want to feel like what the parting shots are. Plus, remember, a debate was already skipped. There was a lot of controversy around that. So,
hey,
no.
Trump just gave Bobby Bowden a shout out, so Tua's out.
That's true.
+220 is a good value. I mean, I might take that bet.
Man, fantastic.
Trump might not realize Hawaii is a state like Hassan.
That wasn't true. That did happen there in the last debate. Hassan White. Do you think Hassan Whiteside will now live tweet the debate so people don't take fake tweets?
Right. Oh, somebody said Trump doesn't call it the Affordable Care Act. He calls it Obamacare, right?
That's true.
Well, Trump mentioned Joe Rogan. This is a lopsided bet. Yes, plus 550. No, minus 1,000.
No, no shot.
Well, because guess what? Part of the problem is that all of his friends or all the people he knows, he uses them as props. So when it fits, right?
He might mention,
throw that name out there. Name drop it.
He might mention Dana White.
Wasn't Dana White supposed to do something? Did he talk at the convention?
He did.
He's done it 2 years. Yeah, he's done two conventions in a row. He introduced him the first time when he got the nomination, and then this time it was virtual. Like he did a video.
Oh, there's some line movement on one of these bets. I'm a little worried about this one.
What's that?
Will Trump or Biden curse on air?
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow. If it is, it's going to be Biden.
Yes. Right. Right.
Yes is plus 900. It was plus 1,000 before.
No. Because here's the problem. I'm going to say no. You know why?
No, minus 2,900.
Because Biden, for as irritated as he was, he kept it pretty composed. So I don't see him. If he didn't lose it when there was no mute button, right? He won't lose it now.
God, I hope there's like a feed though of the mute button, like they can play afterwards. So like we get the mute, but there's still a mic live going in there.
So now we basically have a round the horn.
Yeah.
So we're doing a round the horn debate.
Woody Page is going to be
with
there,
a mute
switching,
button.
Switching his chalk button at the end.
Woody Page, when he starts rambling, that'll be Trump.
First right? sip of water.
Right. First sip of water.
Biden minus 180, Trump plus 135. Who will take
Biden.
The first?
Yeah, Biden. I'm going to go Biden.
Trump doesn't drink water. He just does. He just stands there and goes. He can't drink water when he's just doing that thing with his fingers. I'm going to tell you, we're going to have the greatest economy ever because I have a plan.
Who will win the presidential debate drinking game? Trump minus 135, Biden plus 105.
What is the drinking
game? Ah, yes. Applies to second debate only. You go to www.debatedrinking.com. Will be used for grading purposes. There's like a big board there of, you know, stuff. There's a big board of keywords that whoever wins that drinking game will win that bet.
Well,
all right. Well,
the
listen.
Keywords. Phenomenal. Incredible. The greatest.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Go at it a lot stronger than Ryan Fitzpatrick did, right?
Oh, stop.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.